The White House Report.
President Donald J. Trump is headed to Camp David, a place that he rarely visits because he's not so keen on it. But he's traveling there to meet with GOP leaders at issue the agenda ahead. Dr. Christopher Metzler, Republican strategist.
Well, the president is going to meet with GOP leaders to discuss the 2018 legislative agenda. In particular, he is going to discuss the issue of the infrastructure funding bill, which is a major priority for the president. At this point, the president has proposed a $1 trillion spending bill. However, there are a number of problems. Number one, there is some conversation about Speaker Ryan and Speaker McConnell and the issue of entitlement reform. And in particular, on the issue of entitlement reform, we're talking about welfare reform. Both Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell are not on the same page at this point as to whether or not entitlement reform should even be discussed. And so he is going to try to coalesce both leaders around that issue, number one. Number two, there's going to be a lot of discussion about the infrastructure bill. In particular, there's going to be discussion around how do you move the infrastructure bill forward. Keep in mind, there's just been a massive tax cut. The tax cut legislation then goes into the whole issue as to whether Republicans in the House in particular, and in particular the Freedom Caucus, is in the mood to spend any additional dollars relative to infrastructure spending. Now, keep in mind, $1 trillion relative to infrastructure spending simply is not enough. Because what you have is you have bridges, you have roads, you have tunnels, not to mention you have the Northeast Corridor Amtrak lines, which is perhaps one of the most profitable areas of Amtrak. There was also recently out west an Amtrak derailment. So how do you move all of this? That's going to be fodder for discussion at Camp David. As these discussions move forward, think about the fact that it's 2018. Midterm elections are upon us. The question is going to be whether or not people are in the mood, and by that I mean whether you have Congress in the mood to put in place any major legislation. My guess is probably not, because there are significant political risk relative to the House and the Senate for Republicans, number one. Number two, keep in mind, with Jones now being elected to the seat in Alabama, Republicans have a very slim majority. And so moving any legislation forth is going to be much more difficult than it's been in the past. So I think the public really has to look at how quickly any legislation is going to move forth in an election year, and particularly in midterms. My sense is there's not going to be any significant legislation. Also, keep in mind, CHIP has not been decided. There have been temporary fixes. It has not been decided. There is no spending bill that's been decided. Again, stopgap measures can kick down the road. All of those things is pretty much what you have from the standpoint of moving forward. And so it's going to be a very difficult legislative agenda. And then you also have the issue of, since the president needs the support of Democrats moving forward. How's DACA going to work in this? Will Schumer and will Pelosi give in, and give in to what? And remember, Democrats are not, for the most part, in the mood to give in to anything. So it is a very difficult legislative agenda. And so the meeting at Camp David is going to be designed to really look at how can the president move his agenda forward.
April Ryan, AURN News.